why should you care about current events? I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Behind each of today's headlines, there are Christians in need. From refugees to earthquake survivors, there's a brother or sister in Christ that needs you to act. We'll start today in Southeast Asia, where hopelessness is rising among refugees in Thailand. Plans are underway to send thousands of ethnic minorities back to Myanmar in 2017. Most Christian refugees left Myanmar, also known as Burma, because they were being hunted by the army. Things haven't changed much, so they're facing the same danger if they go back. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine.
There are brothers and sisters that are suffering, and so it is our responsibility to bear one another's burdens. God tells us that that's how we fulfill the obligation of the church.
The biggest need now? Prayer.
Only God can truly move and make those types of big changes that need to occur.
Vision Beyond Borders partners are trying to get vulnerable kids to safety before the big exodus happens in 2017.
We're trying to help with that, and there's a cost of about $5,000.
You can get more specifics at our website.
They don't expect people to be kind to them. They don't expect people to help them. They've kind of been mistreated, and they're so grateful to have people come over and to make a difference in their life.
People in Nepal are also looking for a permanent solution. Thousands have been living in temporary shelters since last April's earthquake. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer.
Last year, we actually threw up a lot of temporary shelters working with the government and local believers. We put in several thousand of these temporary kind of tin Quonset hut type shelters, and they worked very well, but we knew they were temporary. And then in December, we launched a rebuild project for more permanent homes.
BGR wants to build up to 500 of these permanent homes, but they also want to take the chance to share Jesus's promises.
There's a huge amount of physical needs to meet, and we want to do well in that. But at the same time, one of the neat things is, you know, we're working through local believers and partners that are there who have a heart for helping people, but also helping people hear the truth of the gospel.
You're listening to Mission Network News. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is staving off accusations against its stance on the sanctity of life. See, a group denied as an exhibitor at Urbana, that's InterVarsity's triennial student missions conference, claims that InterVarsity isn't actually pro-life. Greg Howe with InterVarsity.
InterVarsity believes scripture is clear. We believe all life is sacred. We believe that pro-life organizations are doing an admirable work that reflects gospel values.
The group also claims one of Urbana's speakers dissed pro-life activism.
My sense from talking to her was she wasn't attempting to say pro-life activism or pro-life activities are unimportant. But what she was saying is, if everybody who engaged in those activities went yet another step further to do the hard work of adopting children who are currently uncared for, we'd have a much more comprehensive and convincing witness to the world.
Fast fact, in Chinese culture, yellow was a color reserved for emperors or for sacred things. Now hang on to that, because it comes in later. Bibles for China was helping a local church in a rural area with Bibles recently. A pastor in that region had challenged the Christians there to help build a church in the village. What people couldn't give in money, they gave in time or labor. And a yellow building took shape. It's nearing completion now, a light in the community, pointing the way to the King of Kings. And finally, do you have any used game controllers you aren't using? Did you know that these can help end poverty, both the physical and the spiritual kind? Well, Food for the Hungry is taking your stuff as donations and turning them into cash. So let's say your old GameCube is worth $35. Send it to the ministry, get a receipt, and they turn it into money that pays for a pastor's training conference. It's tough to explain it in a few seconds, so just check the links for details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free book, Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the lives of 8 persecuted Christians who share valuable life lessons. They also share stories of strength, faith, and hope. So get your copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at our website, missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.